Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost. Two of the readings assigned for this day speak of a feast. In the text from Isaiah, the Lord of hosts prepares a feast for all peoples. The curse brought on by the fall of Adam and Eve in Eden, which brought about the covering, the veil, even death, will be swallowed up on this mountain by the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. In the Gospel text from St. Matthew, Jesus tells a parable of a wedding feast a king gave for his son. Those originally invited rejected their invitation, so the invitation became one to all that the king's servants could find, both bad and good. In the hymn, In the Shattered Bliss of Eden, as we are reminded of man's fall, we hear also of the invitation to the eternal feast which Isaiah prophesies.
A reading from the 25th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
Oh,
As seen in the past several weeks, Jesus taught many lessons by means of parables. His use of the wedding feast will be revisited next month with a different lesson. The hymn, "Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying," presents elements common to both of these parables.
A reading from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'"
Wake up!
No vision ever brought, no ear hath
his letter to the church at Philippi, St. Paul reminds the faithful, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." Rejoicing, peace, and contentment are present in what he conveys in this part of his letter. We hear it reflected in the text of the hymn, "Dear Christians, one and all, rejoice."
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the church at Philippi, from the fourth chapter. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me."
Dear Christians, one and all rejoice. Dear Christians, one and all rejoice. With exultation springing, with exultation springing, and with united heart and voice, and with
thank you for inviting us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The church and school are located at 810 West Tomer Avenue in North Judson. You may contact the church office at 574-896-2025 if you have any questions or would like more information regarding the services or activities offered at St. Peter Lutheran. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you rejoice in the Lord always and for the rest of your life.